G. Carpets and flooring. Upon walking all vacant units, there are 10 that will need carpet replacements with the potential of an additional 2 that may not come clean. It appears, however, that the vinyl in all of the vacant units is in good condition. Estimated cost, $9,000. H. Interior doors. 31 doors are damaged or missing due to resident neglect in vacant units. Estimated cost, $1,000. I. Appliances. 7 refrigerators and 1 range are missing or damaged and need replacement in vacant units. Estimated cost, $3,500. J. Windows. Due to vandalism, 6 windows are broken in vacant units. Downstairs windows are boarded up. Estimated cost, $750. K. HVAC. 2 condenser fan motors need to be replaced. They were robbed for use in other units. Estimated cost, $550. L. Drywall repairs. Many of the vacant units have significant drywall damage due to roof leaks and resident abuse. The prior assistant manager's unit has major drywall damage due to vandalism. The recently evicted assistant manager moved into the adjacent unit and kicked a hole through the drywall to gain access to her previous unit. Mold is also a concern, and units may need remediation. Estimated cost, $15,000. And M, cabinets and drawers. A combination of 15 drawers and cabinet doors are missing or damaged in vacant units. Estimated cost, $500. Number 1. Cash position. Collections thus far this month total $92,000. This amount does not include the $12,000 in prepaid rent that was deposited into your account. Expenses so far, including open accounts payable and the invoices you turned over to us yesterday, total $110,800. We estimated a negative cash flow for the next 6 months of approximately $100,000 after payment of the monthly accounts payable. Number 2. Other issues. A. Delinquent rental payments are high due to a very poor resident profile. We will most likely evict 30 to 40 residents. B. Due to the recent murder and vandalism, we have experienced unanticipated turnover. We are working with our on-site officer to step up his patrol to help deter future instances of crime. Police tape with "Stay Back" printed on it makes it hard to show units. C. We are currently auditing the resident files and have found several errors and unsigned leases. D. Reorganization of the office has been completed. Resident files were not in filing cabinets, and the office was in disarray. E. Maintenance shop has been cleared of trash and broken furniture. Maintenance parts have been inventoried and organized. And F. Upon takeover, we found that nothing had been entered into the computer system for 2 weeks. We consequently updated the January activity and completed your month-end closeout. Summary of costs. Estimated management neglect, $104,800. Unpaid bills at turnover to us, $110,800. Negative cash flow months 1 to 6, $100,000. For a total of monies needed from ownership, $315,600. As you can see, there are many issues and adversities facing us, with probably more to come. I feel the majority of the issues have been identified, and we have plans for each to be corrected. We will keep you updated. We need to talk about funding these issues. Sincerely, Ken McElroy, President. It took us nearly an entire month to put this letter together. We had to audit every file on the property, walk every unit, and inspect every aspect of the building exteriors, all the result of bad management. In addition to the challenges that my management company faced with the operations of the property at takeover, we also had to deal with an ownership that was uncooperative and hostile toward us. The reason for the hostility stemmed from the bruised egos of the ownership. Once we finally compiled all the information and presented it to them in monetary form, denial began to set in. Instead of wanting to take responsibility for their poor management decisions, or lack of any management at all, really, They chose to ignore our feedback and would not provide the money necessary to pay the outstanding bills. Even worse, because of the precarious financial state of the property when we took over, it became apparent that we wouldn't even have money to pay staff salaries and the property's mortgage. Finally, because the ownership was not willing to relinquish the money needed, even though they were contractually bound to do so, we exercised our contractual right to go around the managing ownership and call the property's investors ourselves, asking them for more money on top of what they had invested to pay the accounts and payroll. This did not go over well, as you can imagine. And once again, rather than taking responsibility as they should have, the managing owners fired my company. The next management company they hired lasted 6 months, at which point the state of the property was so completely beyond repair that they had to sell the building at a significant loss. Many in my company jokingly refer to this property as cursed. The truth of the matter is that no property is cursed, only mismanaged. No matter the size, a property that is managed well will perform well and grow in value.